Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Kent Graham right here in our operations area. We're back behind me, the meteorologist, the hurricane specialist, coordinating with hurricane hunters and getting the latest forecast information out. And here is the latest at 3 o'clock Eastern, 2 o'clock Central Time. Look right here at the forecast. We're also looking at Laura. I mean, we've been looking at Marco. We've been looking at that forecast for a time. But this is the latest information that we have here. So far, the center continues to stay offshore. The latest information that we have, still 60 mile an hour winds off the shore just south of Cuba, but with time moving into the Gulf of Mexico, and that's where we're going to see the development of a hurricane. It looks like not much shear, the warm waters of the Gulf of Mexico. Everything looks prime to see this thing strengthen into a very strong hurricane. So with time here, this is 8 p.m. on Tuesday, 8 p.m. on Wednesday, slowly approaching the coast of Louisiana and also the upper Texas coast. But it's not just about where it makes landfall. This is the cone where we expect the center to be two-thirds of the time based on our track error over the last 5 years. However, those impacts will stretch well outside that cone. You can see rainfall, you can see winds, and even storm surge outside the cone that we'll be looking at, especially with a strong storm. So what do we got to think about? We got to think about being ready and preparedness. We start looking at the arrival of tropical storm force winds is a good indicator of when we need to wrap things up. It's too dangerous to drive. It's too dangerous to have plywood and getting prepared. So it's today. We have tomorrow, but because it looks like Wednesday, we're going to start seeing some of those impacts from this storm. I do want to mention real quick, we're starting to see further weakening with the winds associated with Marco, but I did want to say we're still looking at the possibility of a low moving across Louisiana, so it could get some rainfall with that, but most of the moisture, the storm surge 1 to 2 foot, but it's the moisture associated with the radar, and look how far it's east of the storm. So this is still tropical rains, the possibility of water spouts anywhere from the Florida Panhandle getting up into Alabama and also Georgia, just tropical rains. Very dangerous situation in some areas. So you gotta be real careful out on those roads. You know, don't drive your car where water covers the road because it becomes extremely dangerous. I do wanna combine the rainfall. Marco, you start looking at Laura, you start looking at all the information that we have associated with the hazards. We're going to be looking at storm surge, wind, and a whole lot of rain. And if you look at this rainfall, this is the next 7 days. So this is taking what's happened with Marco and also Laura. It's not just coastal. It's something that's very important. You still see some of this rain that we've seen far outside the center, and also some of the rainfall expected associated with Laura, where you get those rain bands well outside the center. But you can almost follow the track. Almost follow the forecast track as we go northward, and you see the rainfall associated. So the dangerous rainfall that we can see is not just in Louisiana, but you see stretches moving northward into central Louisiana, Shreveport, getting into Monroe, even Arkansas. We expect the system, Laura, to still be a tropical depression even in Arkansas. So you're still going to see some of those winds, power outages, trees down. Look at North Mississippi up there, looking at Tupelo, back through Corinth. You're going to see a lot of rainfall. We'll have to keep an eye on that through the week and towards the end of the week. That's the latest update from here at the National Hurricane Center.